10 francs. You poor thing, that's not much, is it? Why? I'll tell you that presently, Madame Giry. Just now we should like to know for what extraordinary reason you have given yourself body and soul to this ghost. Madame Giry's friendship and devotion are not to be bought for 5 francs or 10 francs. That's true enough, and I can tell you the reason, sir. There's no disgrace about it. On the contrary. We're quite sure of that, Madame Giry. Well, it's like this. Only the ghost doesn't like me to talk about his business. Indeed, sneered Richard. But this is a matter that concerns myself alone. Well, it was in Box 5 one evening. I found a letter addressed to myself, a sort of note written in red ink. I needn't read the letter to you, sir. I know it by heart, and I shall never forget it if I live to be 100. And Madame Giry, drawing herself up, recited the letter with touching eloquence. Madame, 1825, Mademoiselle Ménétrier, leader of the ballet, became Marquise de Coucy. 1832, Mademoiselle Marie Taglioni, a dancer, became Comtesse Gilbert des Voisins. 1846, La Sota, a dancer, married a brother of the King of Spain. 1847, Lola Montes, a dancer, became the morganatic wife of King Louis of Bavaria and was created Countess of Lansfeld. 1848, Mademoiselle Maria, a dancer, became Baronne d'Erneville. 1870, Teresa Essier, a dancer, married Don Fernando, brother to the King of Portugal. Richard and Moncharmin listened to the old woman, who, as she proceeded with the enumeration of these glorious nuptials, swelled out, took courage, and at last, in a voice bursting with pride, flung out the last sentence of the prophetic letter. 1885. Meg Giry, Empress. Exhausted by this supreme effort, the boxkeeper fell into a chair, saying, Gentlemen, the letter was signed Opera Ghost. I've heard much of the ghost, but only half believed in him. From the day when he declared that my little Meg, the flesh of my flesh, the fruit of my womb, would be Empress, I believed in him altogether. And it really was not necessary to make a long study of Madame Giry's excited features to understand what could be got out of that fine intellect with the two words ghost and empress. But who pulled the strings of that extraordinary puppet? That was the question. You have never seen him. He speaks to you and you believe all he says? Asked Moncharmin. Yes. To begin with, I owe it to him that my little Meg was promoted to be the leader of a row. I said to the ghost, if she is to be empress in 1885, there's no time to lose. She must become a leader at once. He said, look upon it as done. And he had only a word to say to Monsieur Poligny, and the thing was done. So you see that Monsieur Poligny saw him.